Six steps to letting go. I'm going to give you all of it. All of it, the exact steps to let go. Now, I'm not going to promise it's going to be easy, but I'm going to give you the steps. Now, I need help letting go. I want to, but it's hard. Yes, it is hard, but these steps make it very, very easy. So let's get into it. All right, step number one is awareness. You have to be aware that, first of all, you're getting triggered. This is the most important step because you can't follow the rest unless you get this one right. A lot of the times when something happens in our life now, right, we feel it. We feel it. We get emotional. We get upset. We get angry, lash out, any of that. And that is because you are in the emotion. Awareness is the awareness of the emotion. This is the difference between like yelling at somebody versus taking a second and being like, oh, well, that really kind of made me feel some kind of way, made me angry. That really freaking upsets me. You know, that is being aware of it, but not in the emotion. So awareness is key. I always say that it's the number one step probably to anything that you want to do is awareness, how you feel about something, what is coming up for you. What is that awareness? Step number two is identifying the root. This is what I do on all my breakthrough calls with you guys, is that we identify the root, because what is happening right now is not the problem. It is not the problem. Everybody thinks it's the problem, that what the relationship that you're in, the money that you're not getting, the success that you're not having, it's happening right now, right? What somebody said to you, what somebody did to you, it's happening right now. But the problem is that it's not, it's triggering something from the past. That has to be identified. You have to identify where this comes from. And it probably comes from something that you're not even thinking of, because it usually comes from childhood. I had a situation yesterday on a phone call, on a reading, and we went all the way back to the childhood, which she had no idea that actually what she was experiencing now had anything to do with childhood. And we healed that. She felt lighter after the healing. So you have to identify the root of the issue. The third step here is reprogramming your beliefs, okay? The beliefs and the energy. I always say we have to get the mind and the energy on the same page. So number three is reprogramming the beliefs. Let's change the beliefs. Who you are, how you feel, what you can accomplish, the imposter syndrome, the fear, all of these beliefs, we have to identify and reprogram those as well. How you were made to feel growing up. Are you worthy enough? Do you feel competent? You know, all of these different beliefs within you that you believe about yourself, we have to reprogram them. Number four is going to be then releasing the energy, okay? You have to release the energy. I have a whole nother channel on this. It's called It's Your Energy, because I'm teaching you over there what about your energy. It also goes along with my book, It's Your Energy. The reason, it's not you, it's your energy. The reason I wrote this is because I went through this experience and I've created this method, this let it go method, to let go of this. And I'm sharing those steps with you right here. So step number four is release the energy from that time, which is what I was just saying about the woman that I worked with yesterday. We had to release that energy from that situation in the past. It has nothing to do with what's happening now. It has created what is happening now. Okay. Step number five is setting boundaries. Now, why do I put number five? This is where a lot of people go wrong, because they start with the boundaries. The problem is that at that point, we do not feel worthy or enough to enforce the boundaries. So every time you put a boundary out there, the person's just going to overstep it because they know you don't have the confidence or the will or the belief or whatever to actually enforce it. So this is like backwards, and this is where a lot of people get stuck. You need to create the boundaries after you change the foundation of who and what you feel, all right? That is going to be the key. This way you can enforce them, because now you feel confident, you know who you are, and you're ready to say, you know what, go ahead and leave. If you don't respect my boundaries, I don't want you here. Where if you tried boundaries first before all of these other steps I just shared with you, It's going to fail. Okay. Maybe you can keep it up for a little bit, but it's not going to work overall. It's not going to work for the long term. Then the next step here is to connect to your higher self. Sorry, I'm just reading my steps, but is to connect to your higher self, because this is where you actually spiritually connect more and more and more. This is where you really start to raise your vibration, and you know, you don't settle for anything. you don't even care anymore. It's like you're just you and you're loving life, and it's just connecting that higher self is that part of you. If you read my book, it's in the spirit, right? It's like your spirit that knows everything about you, that knows what you're capable of, that knows why you're here, that knows that you have so much more inside of you, and the love and the kindness and the generosity, but also the power and the, you know, the confidence and all of that stuff. So just really focusing on that higher self and allowing it to just grow, grow, and grow. So those are the six steps to letting go. If you need help or if you want more detail, and especially some energy healings to go along with that, I do have my Let It Go mini course in my Stand store. So just click my picture here and you can see it. Check it out. It is definitely worth it. I used to sell it for $1,500, but it's on sale right now on my Stand store. Go get it, because if that resonated, you need it.